listening to WCNO Palm City.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to Kingdom Recovery. This is a live, spirit-filled program where no matter what chains a person to a prison of hopelessness, such as alcohol, drugs, sex, or even feelings, God can and will break those chains. Kingdom Recovery is a cutting-edge program where we discuss God's Word through focused teachings, open discussion, and life-changing testimonies.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Kingdom Recovery. Hope everyone had a great week. Happy to be back here with my co-host,
James Rich.
Hi, James. Hi, James.
Hello.
So we've been discussing, well, first let me just say that Kingdom Recovery is a program that discuss biblical principles in our lives, how we walk out biblical principles, God's word in our life. And because of my background and history, I guess, God really used me as an interpreter for 12-step programs and being a therapist, you know, therapeutic communities, and how to apply his word as it relates to 12-step programs and therapy, cognitive behavior, behavioral therapy, and stuff like that, because it really does work, but sometimes we don't know how to work it. And I believe that, you know, God gave us a space here on the radio, which we're very blessed to have, to be able to help those who didn't accidentally tune in today. You are here with a divine purpose from God. He is hearing you in your thoughts and your prayers and your words, and he's called you to listen to this program. So I hope you enjoy it. And we are actually at step 12, which is having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. We carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And, you know, from the beginning of the 12 steps, and the 12 steps is not only now, because AA, the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, was and still could be and is at times very successful in the beginning when it was really being
Christian-based,
sponsored or discipled, I should say. We call it sponsorship in the program, but it's really discipleship. Now, let me just say this. I've been in this program for a very, very long time, since 1991. And I first entered it in 1989, but I didn't feel like I really needed it. I needed a little bit more of hell. And I still didn't turn my will. I mean, I did to a certain point, but I didn't develop a relationship, turn my will and my life over to the care of God in all my affairs. I was doing it on a daily basis ignorantly with drugs and alcohol, but I wasn't doing it in all the other things like jealousy, self-centeredness, which was like, you know, the number one killer. That's what we say in the program. Self-centeredness, pride, you know, is the number one offender. I mean, it comes against me. I go against myself when I'm in that selfish place. So you know, knowing that this program, the difference between trying to do it myself on my own strength for many years, and then finally developing that relationship, accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, was the only thing I did differently that changed my whole life, even without the drink and the drug. It changed me.
Amen.
You know, and I before that, I was the same person trying to just manage life. And it was very, very difficult at times. There were maybe some good days, but I'll say to you, my best day out there is not even as good as the worst day I could say as a follower of Christ. And when I say the worst day, there really are no more bad days. That's our motto. But if there is a day that where things seem to be coming that are difficult for me, it's still better because I know he's with me. And I know his word, and I get to speak his word. You know, and I don't have to fall into the traps of the enemy, the world, and him using the world against me. So we're talking about, because at step 12, it's our time to utilize the new man, right? Not just in our own lives, but now we're going to go out and expand the kingdom. So we've gotten the full, hopefully, we understand the kingdom inside us, in our heart. Now we want to share service, charity, love the world, people in the world, which is really going to be the hard part. That's why step 12, it's key that having had the spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, if you really listen to it, and the steps are the characteristics of God, now that I have them and I can identify them when I need them, in certain situations, then it's easier for me to step out and help another person and not judge another person or try to get something for myself from another person. So that's the whole point of this, of us doing the program and God putting us on the radio, because there are people, and you don't have to be an alcoholic or a drug addict or, you know, it works for everyone. You know, we're all Adamites until we come into the kingdom. And then when we come into the kingdom, we're still, a lot of us, operating in the old man identity. And God says we're a new creation. And a lot, even for myself in the beginning, I had to sanctify daily the renewing of my mind so that I can more and more walk in the image and likeness of God. Okay? And that's built on also faith. And we're going to be talking about faith, the gift of faith today. We're going to continue because last week we started it, so I'm just going to do a little. And we're also going to be talking about fruits, which are different. Right, James? Fruits, yep. And gifts are different. The fruit is... Go ahead, James. You want to say...
Well, the gifts are given.
Right. The fruits are developed.
They grow.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. And we will be doing the fruit of the Spirit after the gifts. So we're up to... We've done them, all of them, except for right now we're doing the gift of faith. Then we got healings, miracles, tongues, and interpretation. That's what we have left. Okay?
Yep.
So we got everybody caught up. All right. Here we go. All right. So by faith, God spoke. Mm-hmm. He spoke out his will. He spoke out his will, his way, his thoughts, his ideas that were in him. He spoke them out of him. So the gift of faith is in you, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So, and God wants to manifest his will, his ideas out of you. It's different than the measure of faith. The measure of faith we all have, it's a natural faith, and then it could be, and then there's the fruit of faith. And we will talk about that more, the different kinds of faith, as we go forward in this session. Now I'm in therapy. On this program. Sorry, everybody. Well, it's like that. So the gift of faith is God's faith working in me, in you, the listener, who's ever listening. He can work in you and then through you. He wants to work in you first and build up, and you get to know his faith and believe his faith for yourself. His word, the rhema word, when it's engraved in your heart and you know that you know, and there's nothing that can waver you, that's his faith in you. That's it. So the invisible becomes visible. In Hebrews 11:3, it says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Everything starts in the spirit, in the unseen. And everything's already done in God, in Christ. It's already been done. He knew us before we were born. So he's already imagined us, thought us We're inside of him. It's like what Pastor Tom was talking about, the seed. We were all inside of Adam until you get born again. Then you're in Christ. Such a beautiful concept. So God formed the universe by his command, his spoken word. From the invisible came the visible. That's God's faith. And that's what he wants to do through you, through the gift of faith. The gift of faith is a supernatural faith. It's God's faith operating out of you, flowing like a river out of you. But there's some things that help us operate properly, like relationship with him, being able to hear his voice when he's asking us to step out in the gift of faith also. So all we see now was once invisible. Everything that we see in the natural existed in the supernatural. It already was. That's why he said we're seated at the right hand of the Father. So if you're walking by faith, right, and you know that. So I believe like the gift of faith, there's parts of the gift of faith, is even knowing without a doubt that heaven exists. That's not something I can learn. It's a gift of God's conviction in me. I know him that way. So, and exist in the supernatural, divine plan and purpose of God's will. So God's will is God's ideas. Everything already exists inside of God, in his will, in his mind, his ideas, his will, his emotion, all of that. He wants to manifest that through us, through the gift of faith. Okay? So Christ in me, the hope of glory, the mind of Christ. He says, put on the mind of Christ. That's all operating, being able to operate in the gift of faith. Okay? His glory is his will, his ideas, his mind, his emotions, his manifested in the natural through the mind, will, emotion. He's able, where we put ourselves aside and we give him full access to operate through us in his faith. Okay? Sometimes we're even surprised. We're like, ooh, you know, when we're operating in the gift of faith. Because we get a gift of being in awe and wonder and, you know, reverence to God that he can, we're so blessed to be used in that way. You know, it's different than the measure of faith and the fruit.
And the measure of faith is believing the word of God.
In like, yourself, yeah.
Over the circumstances, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Like take scripture, by his stripes I am healed. You know, doctor, if you're going to die, I believe the word of God says I'm healed. Amen. And standing, and you really need scripture with,
yeah,
stand, and you know, to stand on.
Right, and the gift of faith might be operating in that to edify and encourage the person that you're telling it to. So that's where the gift of faith, where you, and then you manifest the healing, right? So there's a gifting that comes, and whenever we're in any of the gifts, it's not for ourselves, even though we do get blessed whenever God's doing anything, and we get more than enough. It's for the edification and the encouragement and the drawing in of others into him. It's for
and
his glory.
Gifts, I mean, she says the gifts are not for herself. It's like if you have the gift of prophecy, say for personal prophecy, and prophecies usually either have like personal prophetic gifting where they can pray for people, or like world things happen in the world, you know. And some people have both, but usually not. And you'll notice too, if you get around one that's gifted a personal prophecy, they'll start missing it when they start trying to prophesy world events. But there is, I know Bob Jones was both, but it's the only one I can think of that was kind of both. But what I wanted to say was, if you have the gift of prophecy, you can't prophesy over yourself. People with the gift of prophecy are very gifted praying for others, but they have a hard time seeking the Lord for themselves, because the gifts are for others. You don't go at Christmas time and buy yourself a bunch of gifts. It's a gift for someone else that we get blessed to be the giving. One he's going through, and we got to make sure
I'm clapping.
We don't get puffed
that's
up like
clapping,
we're doing something.
I'm doing this. Clapping, yeah. Like 1970.
Whether it's a gift of healing or gift of miracles or gift of prophecy, word of knowledge, it's can't get a word of knowledge for yourself. But and with healing, you got to stand in faith. The gift of healing don't work on yourself either.
Amen.
So the gifts are for others.
Yeah.
But it's blessed to be the one being used. Amen. It just makes you feel good and close to God, you know?
That's right. Yes. And also, just to expand on that, that's why the measure of faith, natural faith, and then the fruit of faith, those are for us to operate properly, you know, and be walk in faith. But the gift of faith is God's faith, God operating through you for another person. So there's the difference.
Like you could be praying for someone, you think there's no way they're coming off this, you know, they're in hospice. And I've seen them come out of hospice, but you're like thinking, you go walking in there like, oh gosh, this ain't going to happen. And then all of a sudden that comes on you. You just like, oh, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's like supernatural.
And you lay your hands on them and you speak, right? Amen. So it's through our mind, will, emotions, ideas, thoughts, then even our spoken word. God wants us to speak his word out of our mouths and then our actions. Lay hands on the sick with his plan and purpose as the forefront of our motive, heart motive, right? So be fruitful and multiply the gift of faith. It takes really the gift of faith to be fruitful and multiply him with other people, right? So miracles is God's glory manifested, and that's the whole purpose. He wants to express himself. And how does he? Through miracles, through faith, through prophecy, through all the gifts that we're talking about.
I just thought at one time, I didn't realize it was the gift of faith that came on me.
Amen.
In the beginning, when God started healing people, this is back around early 90s, I went to see my brother, whom I had had one conversation with, because I never really talked to the Lord, but one time about a year before this, about a miracle, and he made the statement, well, you only use 10% of our brain, and Jesus said your faith, and you know, and he was in the band and drugs and everything, but we only use, I said, it's not your brain, but I just dropped it, and so a year later, I went to see him. He'd had a bad car wreck, and when he'd sit down, he'd have to move like 3 inches and stop, and 3 inches and stop. He was walking with his fist clenched. And I took, he was in Alabama, and I took I went up to pick my nephew up, his son, and for spring break. And I didn't realize how bad he was. He flipped like 17 times in a car. And I said, can I pray with you? Well, you can pray later. And then he started cussing out Jesus' name and God's name, yelling at one of his kids. And I didn't. No, God does not get offended when non-believers do that. As a matter of fact, I honed in on people doing that because usually it's spirits in them trying to offend the Christians because God is going to do something. But I didn't know that. I was all new to me, you know. I was newly in the gifts. And I went in the room, got on my knees, said, Lord, if you want to heal him, have him ask me. I'm just a failure. I'm not saying another word. I was there 3 days and I was in the car door saying bye, standing in my car door. And he goes, you want to pray for my back before you go? And he was just trying to make me feel good. So he says, let's go back inside. And I was so insecure back then. And I did not realize I said this till I got home and I was telling my mom what happened. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. But I believe it's a gift of faith because I laid my hand on him. And I said, all right, you tried your little mind over matter thing. You can't sit down. You can't stand up. This is God through the Holy Spirit. And he just looked at me like, because he wasn't expecting nothing. He's trying to make me feel good. And he's like, okay, and the presence of God came on him and totally healed him right there on the spot. Amen. And he totally turned his life to God.
Yes, he
did. In 6 months, he's teaching men's ministry. But I realized that was a gift of faith.
Because,
I mean,
Amen.
I was telling him, I was telling my mom, Buzzy was healed. And I was like, yeah, I told him. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I said that. Oh, my gosh. But it was that gift
Amen.
Came over me.
That's right. That's right. It's almost like you're in a... That's why the Holy Spirit's very intoxicated. They say you're drunk. You know, they said they were drunk in the upper room. Because it's almost like you're in a blackout when you give him full access. You just step aside and let him just fully operate and say what he needs to say through you, you know?
Yeah, I've had twice where he came on me where I didn't even know what I had said.
Yeah.
Once was in front of the church. I got was trying to make a story, and all of a sudden I was like, and then all of a sudden I'm back. And everybody's clapping. I didn't know what I said. Amen. I was like, what came out of me?
That happens a lot when I speak, especially at a meeting. I feel the pounding in my chest, and it's like, oh, my God. And then I start to speak, and things just start coming out that I don't even know. You know, maybe I wrote some notes, but he flows, and then I'm done, and I'm like, and everybody's, you know, say something. I'm like, oh, praise God. I don't even know what I said. But if it touches another person, that's what it's for. Hallelujah, right? So nothing exists that was not at some point and is now in time in God, in Christ, okay? When he said, I knew you before you were born, in Jeremiah 1:5, he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you before you were born. I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation. So faith is not the evidence of things that are not, that don't exist. It is the evidence of things that are not seen. So things exist in the spirit that just because we can't see them yet doesn't mean they're not there and it's not real. Healing is real. It's been done. Jesus already gave you healing, prosperity, forgiveness, love, acceptance. It's all been provided through Christ. So it's all there already. And when we walk out, and the gift of faith, of course, is God revealing it to another person, what's already there. And our faith is walking it out and having it manifest through your faith in Christ. So there's two different types, and we're going to talk about the types, okay? So the gift of faith is the gift of the source of life operating through you. Hallelujah. So when he says lay hands, he's trying to give life to somebody. Maybe something that's broken, right? So he told Ezekiel, speak to the bones. We're supposed to do the same thing. We're supposed to speak and cast out demons. He's trying to put life, breath, his breath back into all man, all man. He loves the worst sinner in the world. He loves them. He loves me. He loves you listening. There's nothing in the world that you could do that can stop him from loving you. He's the only one that exists that can love that way.
You know, we didn't cover in the prophecy, you said that about the bones. And
amen.
Because prophecy, you have predictive, where God shows you what's going to happen. And then there's another side of prophecy where you're speaking something in that's not going to happen.
That's right.
And that's the example is Ezekiel.
Amen.
He wasn't showing you that's going to happen. He told him to speak that in and
that's
make
right.
it happen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
So, and even in the scripture in Jeremiah 1:5, like that one you're saying too, first of all, you need to be born again in order to receive the gifts, okay? And to develop fruit, because the Holy Spirit needs to be dwelling in you, because it's his will, whatever he wills to give to you for that situation. For your own life, he wants to grow fruit. For others, he wants to give gifts so that they can see his glory. Okay.
Yeah, when we stand before him, our fruit will be with us.
Amen.
Did you operate in love, joy, peace, and long suffering?
Yeah.
Or did you bite their heads off of unforgiveness? And so, I mean, the
praise
fruit
God.
Is our us developing ourselves.
That's
fruit,
right.
You know?
Amen. Amen. So you must be born again. But understand that just because a lot of people, myself included, when I first come into the kingdom, if we're not being discipled properly, if we're not spending time and allowing the Holy Spirit to disciple us also, not just people, you know, we have to have one-on-one time with God. We have to let that word, James said it last week, the food, there's something different about reading the word out loud and reading the word for yourself. Because it's food that goes beyond natural stuff. It's spiritual food that's satisfying, edifying, it does all of it. It's quenching for you. There's no more hunger and thirst when we're spending time with God. Okay, so it's really important. So as you do that as a born-again Christ follower, okay, we won't say a denomination, we'll just say, we're following Christ, kingdom citizens. As you're doing that, your faith grows, right? And then you move aside, you can move aside and let God operate through you, his faith, okay? Because I didn't even understand that scripture before I knew you. I formed you, and you know, I thought I was waiting on a line in heaven. I get to choose who I want to be with, and I get to choose, you know, I'm still selfish even in that. Look at that. I was going to pick my parents. You know, I had this, like, it was childlike, and I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of little laughter going on even in heaven. But as we grow and mature in our spiritual walk with God, we get to understand it not as children anymore, and we need childlike faith, believe me. But now we develop as sons and daughters, and we understand what he's saying because we were in him first, okay? And then he spoke us. So it's important that we spend time because the word will always feel like a story or something that is unreachable or not real, not for me, and that's not true. So who's ever feeling that or thinking that, that's a lie from the enemy. The Bible, God's will and testament was left for you individually. He wants to spread his love, share his love, and give his love to you personally. And the way he gets to do that is through his word. So be in his word, okay? So the gift of faith. Last week we ended off where we were talking about natural faith. First of all, the faith of salvation, right? Knowing that you're saved. Okay. And let me just.
If we could equate that to, you know, we believe we're saved. Can't talk people out of that. But do you feel saved? Well, don't matter if you feel saved. You know you're saved. Do you feel healed? Well, no. Well, we can understand that. We believe we're healed like we believe we're saved.
Right. Amen.
You'll see it manifest.
You will see it manifest. If you believe you're not, yeah. Because one of the
saved biggest... Saved is sozo, which means saved, healed, delivered, set free.
Amen. And there's that kind of therapy that people talk about. But I will also say that unbelief, doubt, the enemy loves to come against faith with that. So... simple prayer in the Bible is, Lord, help me with my unbelief. If you're skeptic or skepticism is a spirit and it wants to manipulate. Go ahead, James. Go.
I just
opened the door for him. Go ahead, go for it.
I just do discern because there's unbelief and then there's a skeptic doubt, yeah, like spirit.
Doubt and unbelief. Doubt
you can tell
and
when you're praying
unbelief, right.
Because I see so many unbelievers, unbelief get healed, you know. People are like, oh, you got to believe. I'm like, if they have to believe, they wouldn't use the F word when they get healed all the time. I mean, I get that more than anything from non-believers. You ask me, you pray, you know, they're not expecting anything. Like, what? They, you know. But there is a skeptic thing, and it doesn't come up much, very little. Usually unforgiveness if somebody's not getting healed. But you'll pray, and you just feel that. And I've actually... pray like say a leg growing out, it won't grow, and then just rebuke that spirit off and pray again and a leg grows out. So you can actually rebuke that one.
Amen.
But then there's also, I had is actually the owner of a big bank. I was at a meeting and his wife asked me to pray and his hips were out, his leg was pretty short, and I prayed and it wouldn't move. And they started giving a testimony. I was just talking to him about my brother. It's pretty exciting. There's a lot more to that miracle. There's several other things that happened and other healings in the family. And he's getting excited. And I just see it growing. I'm like, really? Wow. Wow. And I got done. I'm like, let me just pray again. Grab his feet. Quote, right out.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Faith was built.
That's right.
Hearing.
And that's why we have to spread the good news. When we talk with people, even when someone asks me to pray or go to a hospital, I usually go and we'll talk about testimonies, maybe my own healings, you know, and that God had blessed me with, and stories, because it builds people up to receive what God has for them. So testimonies are very important. They really are. And so is discipleship, to give the word about healing to the person. Let them know that God said this about healing. He came to heal all manners of sickness and disease, right? So, and as they hear these words, their heart starts to turn towards him and open up to receive. Okay, so there are different kinds of faith, and we must be able to understand them. So we're going to talk about them, right? So we started last week with the saving faith, which leads one to salvation. That's Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Saved. I know I'm going to heaven. Born again. Experience. Saving faith. Okay? Then you have the faith you're born with. It's natural faith, human faith. It's the measure of faith. It could be the measure of faith when I was actively out there, even before Christ. I knew God. I mean, I had a practice that I, you know, would pray, and, you know, I had a higher power who I chose to call God, but it wasn't the right concept. I wasn't in a relationship, so it was more of a religious understanding and not a relationship understanding, not an intimate understanding with God, a one-on-one one. It was more of a, you know, a religious practice. And so I had some measure of faith in that, and God gives us a measure of faith. And then we have natural faith, our human faith, which is the same kind of measure. It could be tradition, from traditions, you know, like belief systems, even though it's distorted and it might be old wives' tales, I'm still faithing in that, believing in those lies. Okay? I believe that drugs would make me feel ease and comfort, and then God taught me another way, you know? But that's what, that I had a belief system. That was, it was a measure of a belief, of faith in certain things that were wrong. Mostly everything was wrong.
You know, I just want to say God's faith is, even the measure of faith is a supernatural thing. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Only this, we need the word of God. There's something supernatural going on. Amen. But it's not like the gift of faith.
Right.
Totally different thing.
Right. And that's where, so I can get a measure of faith, just like what James is saying, from the world or from God. When I get born again, see, as an Adamite, I was getting measures of faith on experiences that were negative. Like, I believed if I went to certain people's houses, they might get busted, I wouldn't go. That was a measure of faith. Today, I believe in God's measure of faith as I grow and develop in his word and sit in his word and believe in my faith and hearing his word. There's another level, a deeper place of faith for me, and another level of faith for me from him. I don't have to go to the world. I don't have to go to old generational traditions. You know, I'm at the jails and we're watching The Chosen, and I'm doing a study with them from the beginning. And I sit with the Lord before I go, and I write. And, you know, one of the things he's really revealing this time with these women also are the traditions and the generational beliefs and fears of letting go, like Nicodemus's wife. It wasn't as much as Nicodemus in this story, I'll say, as it was being pulled to believe that if he gives this stuff up, he's letting down God. He's letting down the family. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a measure of a belief that he was tied to. He was bound to. Mm. You know, bondage. It's bondage. And God wants to break those chains. Chop, chop, chop. Right off. Cock, cock, cool, cool. Okay. So, so there's a measure for non-believers and believers, but God's measure of faith is so much greater.
Wish they could see you.
And then there's the fruit of faith or faithfulness. However, they are, you know, in the New King James, it talks about faith. King James says faith in all the other ones. And it's still the same thing, right? And it's the fruit of the Spirit, which comes after salvation and needs to be cultivated daily. I can't stay on where I'm at. God wants to keep moving me and growing me. You know, he wants to multiply me. I got to give him permission to do that, right? So it's a growing process, the fruit. Go ahead, James.
I just feel like somebody I should explain, because there's a scripture that people get confused on. Because we're standing for healing. We're standing on the word and believing the word and standing in faith, not keep asking and asking. Or if you keep doing that, you're not believing. You're not standing in faith. But there's a scripture where it says about the woman came to the judge and kept coming, unless I get weary, He says, I fear not God and I fear not man, but lest this woman weary me to death. So he grants a wish, and Jesus says to keep asking. But that's not asking for a promise. That's where people think, oh, we got to keep asking for healing. Like if you're asking for something you don't have a promise, you know, in the Word of God, then keep asking. But don't keep asking for a promise. You stand on the promise.
Amen.
And that's where you see the miracles.
Amen.
Standing on by his stripes. I was healed, therefore I am healed.
Amen.
And I had that stuff on my mirror when I was stage 4 cancer. And I'd read
me
it
too.
And look. I'd read it over myself every time I go in the bathroom. The 2 Peter 2:24, I think it is, first or second, and Isaiah 53, and there was another one I had in that little thing, and I read it every time.
Amen. So, I still have it up there.
Huh?
I still have some of my scriptures up.
Yeah, I still
up.
Have yep. mine up too.
Amen. Amen. And let me just say that the gift of faith. So if something, and I'll just share, like, personally, like, if I'm feeling something or I get a report or something, I'll go to either my pastor, James, another, you know, an elder, a member, a friend that I believe can operate in the gift of faith, that they'll stand, that they'll give God permission to operate in the gift of faith as God sees, you know, fit, as he wills, it will be done. But I can pray for myself in faith. But the gift of faith is asking somebody to lay their hands on me and praying, you know, having the gift of faith come on me. So there's two different things.
Through them.
Yeah, through them on me. Right. So that's two different things. So I can walk in faith, stand in faith, talk in faith, believe in faith. But when someone lays their hand, if I ask someone... Because I believe that the gift of faith, God will empower them with the gift of faith. And
or gift of healing.
Or the gift of healing, right? But
or even they can just have the faith without the gift of faith.
Amen. That's, yeah. So,
and a lot of times you can have faith.
Yeah, because even if you don't feel like, oh, my God, I don't feel any power, but there's this person that's sick, lay your hands on them and pray over them. Like my son, he came back from his trip, and I said, let me just, before I go, this morning I did it, and then he woke up, and then I said, let me pray again. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all sickness you leave right now. And I walked out of the and I slammed the door. I walked out. I said, see you later. You know, that's what we do. Now, yeah. I don't necessarily feel like, you know, this major power came over me, and I had to, you know.
And for the listeners don't know, Luann was stage 4, and... when she said, I still have that, she was referring. I actually gave her a copy of that same scripture. She still had it on the mirror, is what she meant.
Yeah. I have some of those and the ones that God spoke to me about. Yes. Mm-hmm. That I, because if you, and I was actually saying all the ones that we have in our church. We have like cards. One is about my identity, and one is about healing scriptures. And this is what I tell a lot of the people that I do disciple or that I talk with. When they're going through something, get scripture and keep saying that scripture, stand on that scripture that's related to what they're going through, that goes against what the lie is trying to manifest in their life. You go to God, you say, God, what does the word say about healing? And then you'll get by your stripes, ye are healed. He came to heal all. I mean, these are the things. The one for me, the big one for me was, you shall not die, you shall live and proclaim the word of the Lord. And I believe that with all my heart. That's it. It is finished. I feel like I'm that, you know, like when Paul was in the ship and they were in the storm and God told him that you will live as long as you don't leave the ship, don't jump over, and whoever doesn't jump over will survive too. And he stood on that word, you know.
Yeah, and an angel appeared.
The angel appeared.
If we can just get down though in our heart with this stuff, that like an angel appearance, great. But when you read in the word, God, if you actually understand, God said that himself. You know what I mean? That he's actually speaking this to us.
He's bigger than the angel.
Like if an angel appeared and said it, you'd believe.
You'd be like, yeah, ooh, an angel came.
Yeah, but if we just get that when we read the word, if we get it
God
down to that,
amen.
How real that is, that amen. Would change your life.
Amen. So the gift of faith or special faith is a supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit, God, which is imparted after the baptism of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit wills. So it's as God wills, he will use us to manifest his glory, okay? Saving faith, and now we'll go a little more into detail. Saving faith is a gift of God given to us through his word. So we usually get ministered to, we declare, confess Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, invite him into our hearts, and that's a type of faith that is a gift, because I could have done that from the day I was born, but I wasn't let into that until later on in my life, you know?
I was so glad I wasn't.
Yeah. So,
because it is real. If you grew up in it. I didn't grow up in it.
I didn't grow up in it. So I know the difference.
When you do find it, it's like,
oh my gosh,
real. It's not. So, I don't know. The enemy does something to people that are in it since they're little. It's really gets them.
It's like, really complicated.
They hear it, but it's like, I've heard that. You know, they don't.
And
really...
it becomes like a way of life. And that. So listen. So like it, in my own family, I have three daughters that didn't grow up with it. So they see God, and they've all accepted this way of life because they see.
They see God in Louis.
They see him in our lives. Yeah, in my life.
Like,
and
the change.
Amen. The major. So they...
I thought she's crazy for about 10 years.
Oh, yeah. And then my son grew up with this type of life, and he's always like, yeah, whatever. You know, he's in church. Yeah. He grew up in church. Yeah. So, you know, this is all he knows. So to him, he doesn't know that there's a worse way. He thinks he has bad days. There's a lot worse days. You know, thank God, you know, like, you know, so anyway, and whenever something does feel really bad and extreme to him, we can always turn it around. You know, I can give him like a lesson, or, you know, talk to him about a word or where it could be. And that's always helpful. I didn't grow up that way. I didn't raise my other ones that way. You know, if anything, we were going to do voodoo and cast it out with potion. You know, which is, you know, unfortunately, that was a true story. So, and thank God today, you know, repenting and, you know, cleansing and deliverance saved me and my children. And for anyone listening. And listen, if you are listening and you want more information or you need, would like to pray, you can always call me 631-745-7980. If you would like to talk to James, you can call me and I will connect you. Okay? So in Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God." So it's by grace we've been saved, and faith, and it's a gift of God. Okay? Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So someone shared, at first for me, it was I saw God's love. And it drew me in. I'm like, what is this? This is something foreign to me. And it drew me in. And from that moment, I sat in awe and wonder, looking around, and I started to hear God, which was incredible to me, because I was like, you know, I thought I was crazy. But he was ministering to me. And then he used people in my life and places in my life. And it was amazing. It was, you know, and he still does. So we cannot earn the gift of faith. It is given, just as James said earlier, as the Holy Spirit wills. The gift of faith is the demonstration, is demonstrated by action, okay? And by it, the gift of faith is demonstrated by our action to allow God to use our hands, our mouth, our minds, our words, our feet, right? The kind of faith that motivates.
And if you're judgmental, you'll really wonder why God would give this guy, you know, this can't be God. God's, you know, why would he give him the gift of prophecy? You'll see all the flaws in everybody and the things they're doing wrong, and their theology can be wrong, the gifts he gives, who he chooses. But that will stop you up from moving the gifts yourself, though, if you got a judgmental, critical thing.
And if you find yourself doing that, that's just a characteristic of a spirit. It's not who you are. It's who you're allowing the spirit to make you appear to be. It's not who you really are. you could just ask God, say, you know, say, forgive me, Father. Or you could say, why am I always questioning this? Or why am I always doubting that? Help me, Lord. Show me. And he will.
A lot of times it's lack of Father in your life. Because that really lets criticalness in. Yeah. Or if you have something bad happen. My grandmother had got pregnant at 12 and had the baby. And then it died. And then they buried it. And it's a small town. It's 5,000 people there today. It's in Georgia. They made her dig up the baby because as a Baptist child, move it out of the cemetery. So she was, everybody looking at this woman, she was the most judgmental person, if you heard her. And I, until I started learning this stuff, I just could not stand her. I was like, why is she so,
everybody, she's pointing, that,
she pointed everything out and everybody else. That's to make her feel better.
Right.
And I'm like, I couldn't understand it. And then I finally, when I started finding out about her life, I'm like, no wonder she was like that.
Amen. You know? And this is so important what you're saying, because even when we do fourth step work and we start to do inventories of resentments and fears and harms that we've done, we get to see the person that we thought was perpetrating us as, wait a minute, maybe I was, you know, judging them wrongly. Maybe I wasn't as empathetic or, you know, and we start to see because we become more discerning about how spirits operate, and it's not the person, it's the spirit.
And she married the man, and who was my grandfather, and stayed married till they were in their 90s and died. So I mean,
amen. So natural faith, natural general faith is the measure of faith, and it could be worldly or God's supernatural faith in us through fellowship with God too. Okay, it's not the gift of faith. Okay, in Romans 12:3, it says, think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Okay, so there's the fruit of faith and or faithfulness is my faith in God, right? But the gift of faith is God's faith through me. So there's two different ways, okay?
Yeah, the gifts are kind of like, it's just God and we get to be blessed with the one it's coming through. Amen. Like, here it comes. It's going to come through someone. Oh, me. It's like in prophecy, whatever. Gift flows, but it's like him doing it, and we get to be the body.
Right. It's the gift of faith is God's confident faith coming through us, and it looks like it's us.
Right. Exactly.
It's not us. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the confidence in what God, and I wrote, in what we hope for, which is God's word, and the assurance about what we do not see. Okay, and that's God's faith, his manifestation, his what he's already done become manifested. Hallelujah. So fruit of the spirit is different. We will talk about that after we're done with all the gifts. All right, and in Matthew 7:20 it says, therefore by their fruit you will know them. And that's me walking in my faith is the fruit. It's what I've grown with the Holy Spirit, with God, through my walking in fellowship with God, okay, my intimacy with him. So we grow in faith. We cultivate. You can cultivate your faith. I cultivate mine. We do that on a daily basis, right? So like our grass needs to be watered daily. So does our heart.
We eat daily. We don't eat a bunch. I'm so full, I'm not eating all week.
Right. So through faithfulness in his word, we cultivate. Hallelujah. So step 12 is having had a spiritual awakening. As a result of these steps, we try to carry this message, and it's the message of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the good news that you don't have to live in bondage of addiction anymore, or gambling, or fear, or worry, or jealousy, self-centeredness. You don't have to live in that pain anymore. Sickness, right? That's what the message is. To the sick and suffering, and practice these principles in all our affairs. These principles are God's character, his moral values, his word in our life. So what are some of the principles that the 12th step offer? And we talked about that last week, and I'll say it again. So we got, this is love in action, honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, right? Being a person of your word, willingness, humility, responsibility, restitution, which is forgiveness, perseverance, which is patience, and spiritual relationship, spiritual growth, which is daily, seeking God daily. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything you do. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing it, things will start to be provided and will start to resolve in the way God would have it, okay? And then 12 is love and service. So it's really important that we walk in his principles, in his way of, in his life, in his way of, in his will, plan and purpose for our life. All right. So with that, we have to go with, where are we? Okay, so let's talk about general faith. And that's the faith that we live by. So do we want to live by the measure of God's faith, what he gives us, or do we want to live by the measure of man, what we think will be sufficient enough to get through our life? So Romans 12:3 says, God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. This faith can be increased as we feed on the word or the world. We have a choice. So as we feed, and we feed on either the world or the word, we will, our measure of faith will grow. So we can all have the ever-increasing faith. The gift of faith, however, is one of the 9 gifts of the Spirit, given only to believers, those who have the Holy Spirit, as he wills. Okay? So general faith is the faith that we receive. We use general faith. It's the measure of the faith that we have to receive prayers answered, to walk in our healing, to walk in what we believe in. Mark 11:24 says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe, have the faith that you received, because they have already been done, then you shall have them. So we must believe, and that means to faith in, receive, that means to faith in, and to have faith in it, right? So many people, by general faith, receive answers to prayer. I know somebody prayed for me, and there were times when I was really down. I know God answered a prayer for me when I was like, God, I can't take living like this anymore. I felt like I was going back in the pit of hell, mental torment, because that was a lot of my issue was spiritual mental torment more than it was anything else. And shortly after, I found myself in a meeting that was prayer and meditation. I never in my life went to a prayer and meditation meeting, and I didn't even think, that they were available. So, and it was God answering a prayer for me. I had faith that God can help me. So, prayed not to get in. Oh, there were times I prayed not to get in trouble with the judge. and there's measures of faith, Lord. And then even with depression, So I prayed these prayers before, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and was born again. So as we pray, sometimes I would pray these prayers in the natural and then receive things, and then in the natural start living my life and not give the glory to God, and just feel like I was lucky or whatever, and not really be able to grow in my faith.
Yeah, a lot of people will get prayers, like say they have cancer and get prayers, and then what happened?
Right.
Oh man, I was taking the shark cartilage or these vitamins, and what about the guy? Remember that guy came over to pray for you? Oh yeah, that.
Right, amen.
And I remember. Can I read scripture?
Yeah, go ahead. Of course, that's more important than anything.
It says, because you were mentioning Romans 12, it says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Now, that is not the gift of faith. That is our faith, because when you prophesy, you actually, the gifts move through faith, whether you're telling a demon to come out, if you believe it's coming out or not, or if you believe in there being healed when you pray, the gifts work through faith. And like with prophecy, a lot of times you'll just get like one or two words, and until you say it, you don't get the rest. And I was always praying that wouldn't happen to me because I was so insecure. I wanted to have the whole thing. It didn't happen until about a year ago. And I didn't get up. And then I kept repenting. And finally, he gave me those two words again. I got up. But I didn't know what I said after. I kept asking people. They thought I was just acting like, you know, super spiritual or something. They wouldn't tell me, oh, man, it was good. I'm like, well, what was it? I didn't get to hear it. Mm. But so that's our faith, that we have the measure of faith that we can develop through the word and hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
Amen, amen. So the gift of faith is not the same as general faith, which is something every believer or non-believer has some kind of faith. And it's up to us to choose either believing in world traditions and belief systems or God's word.
Or doctors. Right?
Or doctors.
We believe, you know, doctors like God.
Yeah. So.
And I'm guilty. I mean, yeah, they say you just like automatically.
Yeah.
Like, you got to press in. Because it's, if you didn't grow up here, that's why they get a lot of miracles too, also in other countries where they don't have doctors, because they have to learn. That's the only way they're going to make it, you know?
The influence. Okay. So with that, when I will talk about the fruit of faith next week. And then we'll talk about the gift of faith, you know, the different the ones that we were talking about, the four different ones. And then we'll go into gifts of healing. So with that, I just want to just bless everyone that's listening. Lord, we thank you for this time, the ability to be able to manifest your word to whoever needs to hear it and open the doors of the hearts to whoever needs the doors opened. And we just pray peace over everyone, and that if there's anybody that has any questions, that they reach out to you first, Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and these things will be added to them. And then, of course, in Jesus' name, amen, we pray for that. And then, of course, you guys can reach out to me, Luann Linnegan, 631-745-7980. We just want to bless everyone. Have a wonderful week. We say shalom, shalom, and I agape you.
Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Tune in again next Friday at 5 p.m. to hear and experience another level of God's transforming power, where the truth makes you free. For more information about Kingdom Recovery, I can be reached at 631-745-7980. All the glory to the God of love. All the glory to the God of love.
When your eyes are fixed on the wreckage of your heart's condition, when your mind's set on the things that you cannot change, searching for answers where there is none, seems like the wall can never be won. When it takes all you have to believe there could be a day where the sun meets the horizon and swallows up the night. Come and give it all to Jesus, who redeems and makes it right. In every situation, every need, call upon his name and know that he can turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. And when the unknown is all you see, lift your weary head and know that he can turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. Let the cross stand where there once was guilt and shame. Let his kindness be the catalyst for change, as it overwhelms the darkness into all-consuming light. Come and give it all to Jesus, who is making all things right. In every
situation is.